Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His special grace and His mercy to His servants, Allah gives the tawfiq to perform good deeds. And within this, with different people, there are different conditions. Some are like this, that alhamdulillah, with a lot of passion and interest, they implement the orders of Allah. They protect themselves from the sins, they shun the sins, and they have high level of effort and they work hard. These are those people who are the muttaqeen, the salihin, the abideen. They have titles, pious people, who we also call the friends of Allah. Then there's the second grouping, level. They do practice deeds, amal, but in parallel sometimes they leave deeds, sometimes they practice deeds. They're weak. They don't practice to that higher level, the amount that the first grouping practice. So Allah Ta'ala to these people also, with the deeds that they're performing, they continue along that path. And the third grouping, the third set of people, they practice amal and they commit sins as well in parallel. They do wrong, they pray salah and they do other actions. They do hajj, they do the other actions. In other words, in parallel, they keep sustaining the practice. On the other hand, they do amal and they do other actions. So this is the third level. And the fourth level of those who do amal, they don't do good deeds, nor do they leave sin. Allahu Akbar. They don't leave sins. What can we do? We're forced to do this. We're forced to do this. It's the way of the world. We're forced to do it. We try, but how can we leave it? They have excuses, isn't it? A person has excuses for not doing. So he presents excuses for not practicing good deeds. I'll start from tomorrow. I'll try from tomorrow, inshallah. Do dua for me. I'll start from Jummah, praying salah. That's it. I'll do this and I'll do that. So they don't do good deeds, nor do they leave the sins. So there are four levels of people, four grades of people. All four grades have different maqam, different status, and close to Allah, all of them are different. The person who, for example, does more, then he will bear the fruits. He will attain more. So if we look at all of these, the grace and mercy of Allah on all of these four levels, there's such an amal that Allah Ta'ala has given, such a deed that Allah Ta'ala has given, that gives benefit to all four levels and grades of people, mashallah. For example, if it just gave to the one, the salihin, the pious people, they'll get the benefit. But if it gets to group two, level two, then the third people as well, that they're on the lower level, and the fourth is totally lost out. Even that person will get benefit, an immense benefit. The amount of benefit even that person gets in the fourth group, and you cannot imagine. So what we realize, that Allah's mercy and rahmah, it looks at everybody in the same way, sinful as well, muttaqi as well, high level as well, waliyal as well. To Allah Ta'ala, that Allah puts them all on one level, on one scale, that this is insan, the human being, this is one creation. Say subhanallah. SubhanAllah. To this point, you've understood what I'm saying up to now? Okay, let's continue. So the question arises here, is that deed, the amal, the aghawth, a kutub, an abd, qayyum, he's taken benefit, and a person on the lowest level, who's committing sin, who lies as well, commits zina, does all other actions, even he is benefiting, and on a high level he's benefiting. So what is that amal that gives to both? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah, yes. So you realize tomorrow, if you realize now, will you practice it? True promise? Proper promise? Okay. So this is a high level of action, and very easy, obviously, if people like us, bone idol, and I'm speaking about myself here, that if I can do it, then how easy will that amal be? Think about it yourself. Think about it. That if a low level bone idol person can practice that deed, then for the high level people, it will be very easy, it will be food for them. food. So how simple it will be for them to do, but so sad to say, so sad that today, that grouping for whom it was so easy, they have turned their face. They've turned their, according to my understanding, in this dunya, we are passing through a very dangerous phase and generation, may Allah forgive. This, the case is that in the morning there's iman, in the evening there's none. In the evening there's iman, there's none in the morning. We are passing through a very dangerous phase of a generation era. And we'll realize this in the grave. May Allah keep us in His protection. This is a very dangerous era, and it's coming every day. There's disaster, and a lot of you can say negatives come into the world. Ajeeb fitna is developed within a person on a daily basis, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ's hadith, they predicted and foretold these things. And it's very simple to understand. Rasulullah said, as the time goes further away from me, the deen will end. Today we are in the era of Dajjal and all those things that were foretold. We've seen with our eyes everything. So to sit down and put our hand on the other hand and give up, there can be no more unfortunate person than that. Today, in this day and age, for having majalis and gatherings to revise the hadith, this is azim rahmah of Allah. Azim Ramallah. But there has to be someone who values this, who appreciates this. There are very few people who appreciate this, to tell you the truth. And those who are there, they are the selected people of Allah. Allah's rahmah and karam is upon those people. Understand what I'm saying? Listen to me clearly. So this is the case. It's just like a flood is coming, or an earthquake's coming. Severe flood. And there's an earthquake coming, the shock, and the big buildings are collapsing. And the earth is splitting and breaking up. And that person who saved in that earthquake, what will you say to that person? Though he's very fortunate, lucky person, that not even a scratch has come on his body. Do you understand the example I'm giving? So this is the era we're living, generation today. Such a big earthquake is happening around us. Iman, yes, the earthquake of Iman, disobedience to Allah, that the earth and the heavens are shaking at this moment in time. Such statements people utter from their mouths, such sects, such thoughts, such thinking, such mentality, such ideologies, and such statements, such dawah, such claims that you cannot imagine today. Openly, flagrantly, with pride, people do this. Every side, every angle we see, we're surrounded with this. So this is a worse than the earth, the worst earthquake. And in that situation, if you sit and do the dhikr of Allah, tell me, what is that situation that you're in? Say, Subhanallah. The earth and the heavens are proud of those people. Envious. I'm talking about, especially I'm saying dhikr for this reason. Because about dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says that dhikr, even if you do dhikr with riyah, with showing off, with pride, with fraud, even that amal, Allah says, is accepted to me. And this is such an amal of high level, that every amal that we are doing, that yes, maybe we can get affected by the earthquake that's there. Maybe amal, other amal can be affected by the earthquake, because there's a storm around us. Zalzala, earthquake, is not a minor thing. It can overwhelm everything. But that amal that Allah Ta'ala has protected from the earthquake. And what is the amal? Subhanallah. The hadith. What's the amal? Dhikrullah. Remembrance of Allah. That dhikrullah is such an action that not only is it accepted, rather the effects of the earthquake, it saves you from the effects of the earthquake. Should we leave it? But we leave it. Shaitan makes us leave dhikr. Nafs makes us leave dhikr, isn't it? Look. What's the need for doing this? We're doing this amal. Every deed is affected by earthquake. Every family is affected. The buildings are affected by the physical earthquake. That from far away you can be affected by the earthquake. So every amal will be affected in this day and age of fitna, fasad, disorder. We say, which fitna is? But protection, if you want it, then Allah has given the insurance policy that with every deed, do dhikr of Allah in parallel, and that will protect you. No. This is the jama'ah of dhikr. They can do dhikr. We don't need to do it. Oh, servants of Allah. There's no jama'at of dhikr. There's no special group of people who do dhikr. Allah has given us understanding, awareness that if you want to be saved, do dhikr. Which jamaat, which group, which sect, which firqa? Is there a jama'ah of salah? Is there a jama'ah of fasting? Tell me. Is there a jama'ah of hajj people, hajjis? Tell me. These are amal, different deeds. Yes, if you're doing this action collectively, it's not jama'at, specific sect or group or divided, and the rest goes on your own, and this is a jama'ah. Never say this. This is the case that Allah Ta'ala in those human beings, in their minds, those people, Allah has given the understanding, consciousness, that this action will save you from what? To which extent? It will save you in such a way. Dajjal will come, even Dajjal's father will come, fitna will come, whatever will come. To the earth and the heavens can be destroyed, but to the final moment, Allah says, I will keep this universe in existence as long as my dhakir is present. Hadith. Yes, Allah says, I won't let anything affect that person because my name is the strongest. Allah says, every pillar of the deen will be crumbling, every satoon will be crumbling and dropping, every pillar of the deen will be dropping or crumbling and breaking. The Quran will change, everything will change. Allah says, but why? The one thing there will be that protection I've given. The people, if they understood it, they understood it. If they didn't, they didn't. One thing will save till the final seconds. And what is that? About which Allah's Nabi said, until that time, Qiyamah will not come. Qiyamah, can there be a bigger earthquake than Qiyamah? Say Subhanallah. Is there any greater earthquake than Qiyamah? Even Qiyamah cannot come. Such fantastic is the action of my dhikrullah. Whoever does the dhikr of Allah, he's protected. He's protected. Secure. Should we do dhikr or not, my brothers? Do you understand what I'm saying? Then why this jamaat does it, that jamaat? Which jamaat, which group, which sect? There's no sect, no peer, etc. This is Allah's fadl and karam and grace and mercy. Allah has given the color of his name, the effect of his name. Look, for example, you sell flowers. Another person sells flowers. Yes, there's a shop. He sells here. He sells in Bolton. He sells in Burnley flowers. So I said, what do? I sell flowers. Oh, flowers. That, for example, that which flowers do you sell? Which species? Which brand? For example, you do the same occupation. You sit down, you start talking, say, Subhanallah. Your shop, how does it run? Where do you buy your stock from? And all the flower sellers, they come together, and that's the way. That's the way. What do you do? I recite the name of Allah. What do you do? I recite Allah's name. So all when they got together, they're in a gathering, the majlis, we're all saying Allah's name collectively. It becomes a jama'ah, a group. You understand what I'm saying? So these are those people who are, it's not that morning and evening that we present ourselves to each other, shake our hands, he's in the jamaat, he's not in the jamaat, he's not from us, he's from us. No, this is not the case. It's just that they're all flower sellers, they do the same occupation. So here, what are you doing? Oh, dhikr. Okay, look, we'll sit down as well, do dhikr. We've got a common factor. You're doing dhikr, I'm doing dhikr, I'll sit down. The people, as they sit down, they accumulate. The jamaat is, the assembly is formed. Say Subhanallah. That's all it is. So this is the dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah, I've explained to you the importance of it. So the greatest human being in this day and age until Qiyam will be that person, Subhanallah, who his amal, he doesn't let them go, Quran, Talawat, recitation, every amal we have to do. Every amal. But alongside, in parallel, ensure your deeds. How? Morning and evening, do the dhikr of Allah. It should remain, and you will be saved from destruction, from fitna, fasad, or weak deen, from kufr, from shirk, from bid'at, innovation. Dhikr will protect you, seal you, secure you. I'm talking about Quran, hadith. I'm not taking these statements out of my pocket. So what did I say? Sometimes I'm speaking and the topic changes direction. So we'll come back to the topic. It was a good topic, and I don't want to lose those points that were in my mind. So we were talking, we went somewhere else. Oh yes, because what can I do when you sell flowers? Then obviously you start talking about the flowers. We're all sat for dhikr. So mashallah, the discussion about dhikr starts. Dhikr's discussion is such that as long as the dunya is there, the dhikr will continue. Discussion, 60, 70 years it's taken me to speak about dhikr of Allah. Always do that. And what can I do? I can't help it. Dhikr words come out again. Discussion comes out. Because the brothers from long time, 50 years, they've been with me for decades, who were born in front of me, the fourth generation is listening to what I'm saying today. His father, fourth generation is listening to my words today. They heard and heard, they've gone into the graves, many people before that. But that person, he sat here like a youth and speaking to you. Do dua for my life, for health and afi and well-being. May the gatherings be formed like this in the same way, maybe talking the same way. I keep on speaking, you keep listening, I keep on looking at you, and you keep on looking at me. How beautiful words. These are those words. Listen, another point, a beautiful come to my mind. Subhanallah. These are those words that we do. Allah says, I also sit with my angels and speak in the same way as you are speaking. Subhanallah. That you sit on the earth and talk, Allah says. And I am sat in the heavens with my special select angels and I talk about you, Allah says. I talk about you. So tell me, what else is dhikr? This is dhikr. If you don't understand now, now you won't say, will you? This is his jamaat, that group, sect. No, close your eyes. Remember Allah. I want to also sit down and purify myself. I also want to be included among those people who are correcting themselves. This is the unfortunate person who doesn't understand Allah brings him, then he leaves. He shuns. No, I don't want to do dhikr. This happens, they do this. And they give empty, hollow statements. He is destroying himself with his own words. I am so grateful. We should be so grateful to Allah. So grateful. Subhanallah. Tomorrow, Allah, don't take this name away from me that you've given to me today. Because we are living in the era of fitna. Allah, don't take away the fitna, the waswasa from my ears. Take away the tricks from my ears. No, he's doing dhikr. Oh, he's not doing right. If any whisper comes into you, any attack can come from any angle, beware. Remember one thing. Whatever this is, this is the dhikr of Allah though, isn't it? Allah's name we are reciting, isn't it? Doesn't matter what you think or what you hear or what people say. The bayan has happened. Now we come back. Is there anything to say beyond this? But anyway, let's go back to what we were discussing in the beginning. A beautiful point was that was the real message I wanted to share today. So mashallah, there are four categories, wasn't it? Yes, four categories, levels of people. We start from the first to the fourth. So I'll come back to what we were discussing. I said four categories, didn't I, of people? Yes, and for all four categories, Allah has given such an amal, an action that benefits all four levels and categories of people. And how does it benefit? That even the poorest of those grades, the muflis, the poor people, the beggars, the worst people, you could say, the sinful, even they get benefit, top class benefit, get the high class, such, not some minor benefit, rather, that it takes them from the dust and Allah elevates them to the heavens. Yes, the person who sins the worst, who commits zina, who consumes alcohol, who does immodest actions, via that amal, Allah elevates him to that group of people who do sujood and prostration. What an amal, subhanallah. So what would be the hal? If those grade one, level one people, those who have already attained, if they do the action, where will they reach them? If such a person who's sinful in grade 4 gets to the level of grade 1, then what will be the hal of grade 1, the men and women who do this action? Brothers, will you do this action? Inshallah. Now you'll say that you're saying it's yourself. No, first I'd like to recite the verse of the Quran to you. Allah Ta'ala, for Allah's sake. I'm not saying who's saying this. Allah's reference. What's amal Allah's? Allah's given the darajah. What is the level of the amal? Whoever practice that, put your hands up if you're going to practice this deed. Fantastic action it is. Okay. Whoever didn't put his hands up, then his name is cut off from that list. He's called mutakabbir person, that person. He did kibr. Proud. Allah says he's the person who just committed kibr. I'm giving khairat, I distributed khairat, and his hand wouldn't even raise then in that gathering. Allah says, I'll take your hand up at that time when you realize that kibr, what is kibr? Kibr, you know, pride. Pride, kibr, it directly makes the person the friend of shaitan, the true friend of shaitan due to kibr. That the true friend of shaitan is a person who implements kibr in his life. May Allah Ta'ala save us from kibr. Showing of pride. The elevated person is he who considers himself the lowest, the worst. When I said raise your hands, the biggest sinner. Then he puts both hands up. He should put both hands up. I am the biggest sinner from the gathering. Both hands should be raised. This is what should be done. No, who is the muttaqi? I'm muttaqi. I'm the best. Who is sinful? Oh no, I'm not sinful. He's sinful next to me, that person. No, don't do kibr. Don't do kibar. Just a few words. Say, I'm the worst person. I am here. Hey, I'm present myself. I am the worst. I'm the worst person. That's how we should say. So Allah Ta'ala says that when you think you are, when you consider and present yourself as ajiz, humble, I give a big level. You lowered yourself. Allah says, I will elevate you. I will elevate you. You lowered yourself. You dragged yourself. I'll elevate you. Rather, you are not this, Allah says, but you are scared of your Rabb, your Lord. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? Allah says, you adopted humility, simplicity. That's why the greatest awliyaullah, when they said that, oh, he said, no, I'm lying. Then he said, no, tawbah, astaghfirullah, I am a sinful person. The kabirin, if you look to our pious predecessors, they would, he said, that for example, he's lying, he's tahajjud gozar, he is karam, he's pious. He says, no, don't say this by me. That he is speaking against what Allah said, that he stood in Allah's court. Allah says, you are great. And he says, no, Allah, I'm nothing. Nothing. He's opposite to that, saying, don't, he says that don't consider I'm pious, I'm good. that they are speaking about that person, that he's a high level. He says, no, I'm nothing to do with this. Why? Because all of this you are looking, there could be riya, showing off, lying, fraud and deceit, and maybe my practice won't be accepted. All the ibadah of my life, a life you don't accept it, then where will it go? People think I'm pious and good, and Allah, that I could be a thief, so where will I go? He says, I'm nothing at all until, unless Allah, I don't hear the good news from you. Allahu Akbar. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya. Allah says, come to me, I am happy with you. You are happy with me, I'm happy with you. Content. Then the subhanallah, the embrace comes, isn't it? That's when he will be broad-chested and big-headed in Jannah. Then see the walk of that person. He won't be mutakabir then, when he's in paradise, because he will be proud. He'll be happy in doing shukr of Allah's ni'amah. Then he'll walk proud. That person in the world who walk lowly, then he'll be high. This is my palace mansion. Allah, what else? Allah said, this is your mansion. These are your hoods. This is your this wood. This he'll be looking. Oh, mashallah, my rewards. He won't have pride there. He'll be happy, broad-chested. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. The words of the faqir are unique and weird, you could say, but they're different. Do you enjoy it or not, what I'm saying? So brothers, amal. Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Quran such a fantastic deed that the thief is elevated to the wali. Allah Ta'ala, what is it? Allah says himself in the Quran. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tuhub. Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu. Allah Ta'ala loves. Inna Allah, most definitely. Allah says, he loves those tawwabeen in every way form. The person who does tawbah, Allah says, I make him my mahbub, my beloved servant. The guarantee has come, hasn't it? You understand the amal now? Which amal is this? Astaghfar, tawbah, repentance. Subhanallah. Such a great deed, such a big action, Allah says. And who does tawbah, astaghfar? That person who is the sinful person. Yes, that the person who has the lowest grade, alcoholic and thief and bandit, everything. He does tawbah, he repents, Allah's promised. Allah promises that alcoholic and that thief, immediately his life will change and he will become the wali Allah. Tuhibbul, Allah says that I love those people who do tawbah, who repent. Tawabeen, Allah says make them my beloved, and he goes to the level of the mahbub, beloved. People think he's a trickster, he's a thief, he's deceitful. Still, look, Allah Ta'ala has prepared for tawbah a person, his servant, to do the wali. Listen carefully to what I'm saying and afterwards listen as well. And this tawbah is for every individual. Istighfar is for every human being. Yes, Allah says that tawbah elevates every human being to the highest of al-ghawth, qutb, abdal, everybody. For everyone, tawbah is beneficial, because that's how Allah Ta'ala takes up from one rank to another rank to another. But the sinful person I'm speaking about, his rank, how is it elevated? From the sin, for the most sinful of person, when he does tawbah, he gets to the level of wilayat. Sudden. What a fantastic action. What's the preparation Allah has made? Allah has prepared, because Allah says it's the easiest amal. You don't have to go out. You don't have to speak to anyone. You don't have to meet anyone. You don't need to share your issues with anyone. You don't need to complain to anybody. You don't need to request to anybody. You don't need to look for a prayer mat. You don't need to look for a special select place to worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one human being inside him, he has total capacity and preparation. Allah sealed the action within the person. I'll explain to you today what is tawbah. Repentance, what's in my mind, I'm sharing with you directly. Allah Ta'ala, inside the human being, remember this, inside the human being, Allah Ta'ala has within the human being created three levels of passion, jazba, three rukun, three elements, you can say, three parts that are present with him and a human being, and with those three parts, tawbah becomes. So you'll experience this in your life. You'll experience this in your life. All of you will experience this. That's why you sat here wearing imamah, mashallah, white libas, mashallah, beautiful sunnah adorned on your faces. Where's this come from? Were you like this before? Were you like this before? Tell me. So what was it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept three parts and elements within a person that make him, enable him to do tawbah. Remember this. Remember this. The first element, first part that Allah Ta'ala has kept within a person is regret, remorse, shame. This is the, you can say, the basis for a person that even if he is sinful, he will be shameful. remorse. Yes? Because even if a person does have remorse or regret, but shame is the first element, you could say. That there's no sin, even if a person, if he's a sinful person, man or woman, but he'll have the regret and the shame. And this regret and shame, the jazba, this feeling, this is inviting tawbah. Understand that point, subhanAllah, this is a faqir's explanation here. And this comes inside everybody. Everybody, that Allah Ta'ala develops that feeling, that emotion, that, yaar, I've committed a sin. I swore to this person. Oh, look, he had a white beard on his face and I slapped him. Today I was disrespectful to my mother. Oh, I consumed his money today. Yaar, my salah, I missed it today. SubhanAllah, I missed salah in jama'ah. And you have, on your own level, according to capacity, to this extent that a person doesn't pray salah, doesn't pray jum'ah, doesn't pray Eid. He's smoking cigarettes when he sees people walking past him praying salah. Wallahi, I'll say this with my feelings and emotion. In his heart, there's a knocking. There's a shudder. Yaar. Oh, okay, no point. I will one day pray as well. So this regret, this passion of regret, this is inviting, come towards me, Allah says. Come and do tawbah. Repent. Whoever catches that emotion at that time, say subhanAllah. This is what we need to do today. The human being who after sinning definitely gets regret, remorse and shame. When he catches that, he doesn't waste it. That invitation, he doesn't let it go by. And he grabs that jazba, that passion, he doesn't suppress it. Wallahi, he runs immediately towards tawbah, repentance. Immediately. These things come in the life. These opportunities come. Every level of person, I'll give you an example. That mashallah, you are high level people. Salah, tahajjud, dhikr, adhkar. And sometimes you play games, maybe you look at the phone and look at dirty impure things. Maybe a person does wrong left and right here and there. Things happen, don't they? Something along the line happens. Disrespect some way or other happens, doesn't it? Yes, that your eyes go towards some attraction or female. They go there, don't they? Old, young, they do this action. Okay, from his tongue he does something disrespectful. After doing that, subhanAllah, inside the feeling of regret and remorse comes. Definitely it comes. What have I done? Shame, automatically the shame. This is the feeling, emotion. So when this emotion arises, don't let it go, don't suppress it, don't hide it. Immediately run to Allah. Immediately run to Allah. The person who does tawbah, if he hides it, then lifelong for the rest of, if he suppresses that feeling, emotion, never ever will he be able to do tawbah because he has suppressed the invitation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? The second part, the second element of tawbah, the second factor which enables you to do tawbah, that is developed within a person, which is there. What is that? That he does an impure action, zina, and a sinful action. And the regret comes. With regret, another feeling develops. The yaar, oh, I've committed a sin. Oh, I'm not going to swear to my mom again. Oh, yaar, I'm not going to do this action again. After regret, the next feeling comes. To reject the sin, that passion arises to reject the sin. To discard the sin. The passion develops. Oh, it's better if I leave this. Yes? And if someone sees me tomorrow, what will happen? Today I'm saved. That did that. If tomorrow somebody sees me doing this, what will happen then? No, yaar, how long will I carry on doing this? This is called the second element, factor of rejecting the sin. Leaving the sin. Shunning the sin. Shunning the sin. And if, for example, and secondly, Allah Ta'ala develops a dislike, a distaste, a hate, after regret and shame, because the person is shameful, the yara shouldn't do this. He accepts that a shame. No, I've made a big mistake. Then secondly, suddenly the second element comes. Allah says, leave this. And in that, Allah Ta'ala develops the dislike for the action. And then he has a dislike always for that sin. For example, beautiful example. For example, you sit down to eat beautiful and delicious food, first class kheer and rice pudding. And as soon as you pick up the spoon and start to eat, you see that there's a spider inside it, wandering around in the food. When you see there's a spider crawling, suddenly you leave that food or not, won't you? Will you leave that food or not? Tell me. No, there's a spider. And you'll dislike, oh, leave that food, I'm not going to eat it now. Same way the sinful person, if that feeling develops like that, he starts to dislike. No, I'm not going to do this action again, he says. I'm not going to do this action again. So when this feeling is developed, the subhanAllah, he feels like leaving that sin is dislike. Oh, it's very dirty. How can I eat this food? And he'll leave that food because of the insect. So will that feeling come that you'll take the spider out and start eating it? Those people who suppress the sin, they feel like that. They take the spider out, they store the insect and carry on eating. That's the wrong way, isn't it? But the nafis person who has the full passion and remorse, he said, no, I can't eat this food. I saw there was an insect, a fly in that food, I can't eat it. Yes, because the purity comes into his thinking and his way. So the second element, so first element, factor number one was regret, shame. Second element is rejecting that sin, shunning that sin. Now leave this deed. And the third factor element Allah Ta'ala has developed within a person, is that this completes the case of repentance. That, yaar, oh, 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 that this food was so dirty. For example, I'm giving the example again, that for example, you go to a takeaway, and you see in that takeaway, you see, look inside, for example, where the preparation, for example, outside the takeaway is something, but inside is something else. So you look inside the kitchen, dirty hands, the grabbing of the chicken, someone's wiping his nose, someone's going here, he's spluttering and spitting, and someone, there's a mouse walking, crawling on the ground, and you see that environment, you see that, I see how many people after that will eat the takeaway. When he looks there, he says, oh, tawbah, tawbah, oh, forgiveness, you know, I will never go back to this takeaway, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So he totally shuns the food of that place. I've seen with my eyes the shoddy environment there. So the person who sees the first, he had the remorse, regret, step number one. Then element number two, he said it's very dirty. Tawbah, tawbah. I'll eat this now. I'll leave this in now. And third, he saw there was so much dirt there, shoddiness there. Experienced it first and he said, I'll not even come back here again and eat here again. So the third element is the sinful person. There's so much dislike is developed in his heart. Tawbah, tawbah. This sin again? No, I shun this sin. I leave it today. So when you get these three feelings, regret, step number one. Step number two, shunning the sin. And third, to promise never to do it again. I won't do this sin again. When these three elements combine, that's called tawbatan nasuh. Tawbatan nasuh. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuh. Allah says. The Quran says, isn't it? Come, come. How should you come? Come towards me, Allah says. But how? With these three elements combined that I've developed inside you, utilize them. Don't suppress them. Don't be scared of shunning the sin. Utilize these three elements. You're doing zina. Don't worry that you've been created with the ability to do sin. So you will commit sin and wrong. But these three things will keep coming to you. These elements are within you. If you suppress them, then that's not good. If you utilize them, Allah says, I'm your Rabb. I promised you. Inna Allaha yuhibbu tawwabin. I love you and I will make you my friend. I won't see how many crimes you committed. How much zina have you done? What did she keep doing? What did he do? Don't worry, Allah says. Don't worry. At once, immediately, when you get these three things, don't suppress them. Don't hide them. What do we do here? The biggest loss, that we suppress those feelings. Regret comes. Oh, no, no, I don't feel regret. Oh, forget that. You dislike the sin. Oh, it's okay. Everyone's doing it. It's all right. And when you don't even then go towards thinking of leaving that sin forever. What a big deception of shaitan with human being. When you get these three elements, Allah says, I take you to that maqam. Okay? So all the big walis of Allah, alhamdulillah, if you look in their lives, yes, one wali, I'll name him to you now, Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh. Muhaddisin, high level of muhaddis. High level of muhaddis. The ulama ikram know, the respectful scholars know. Ilmi, by knowledge, zahir wa batin, high level, very elevated grade. Abdullah bin Malik, the two walis of Allah at that time, Fuzail bin Ayas and Sufyan bin Thawri, rahmatullah alayh. In other words, about him, they said that this man, from the west to the east, he is the mujahid from the males. There is no one that can compare to him in this generation. This is how high level he had, maqam. What was he? That he did not suppress these three elements, these feelings. He was a street boy. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at your lives, look at your lives. He was a street boy, whistled at girls, ran after them, did this action, that action. He had ishq and love for a female. And you know with the ishq, with the passion, what happens? That obviously the woman makes a man mad. And young life and Usha, mashallah, there's the female, then he became an ashik. And the ashik, then you know what he does. He said the action, he was busy and occupied in his actions. Always thinking about her in that alleyway, in that street, speaking about her, mentioning her, and madly in love. And what action did he not do? And what could he do after that? In that way, one day he stood waiting for his mahbub, his beloved. Was the person does this, and he goes mad, crazy. So imagine, what ishq is this? That, for example, after a while, then what happens? That woman gets older and she starts to also become old. And that same person, a person so mad about subhanallah, ask a wali Allah that a person who loves Allah's tajalliyat, imagine his hal. Yes, ya hayyu ya qayyum, Allah is. Allah's husn is never going to change. Never will change, never go downhill. You cannot see Allah's husn in this world. Forget about Allah's husn. Allah Ta'ala's created his creation, the flower. We cannot imagine how beautiful that is. So if you are in love with Allah's flower, then well, can a true lover of Allah sleep in the night? That he will recite Allah's praise and hamd, and his greatest hamd will be reciting the Quran. Recite the Quran, become an ashik and do talawat of the Quran, subhanallah. And all of the knocking will come out, subhanallah. To be an ashik and to practice doing an ashik and to do an amal, that's a different amal indeed. One is forcing someone with the stick, one is for doing amal for Jannah, doing amal for thawab is something else. But to become an ashik and to practice is like a person who has fallen in love with a female. That's his hal. He stood there, freezing cold, and it's snowing, you could say. Extremely cold. Oh, I'm just waiting for my mahbub to come out, my mahbuba, so I can see a ziyarah all night long. He stood, morning came, imagine. And that just so I can see that female, so I can be successful. Look at the craziness. Mad. Today, if we see a wali Allah, look how mad he is. What's he doing? Doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he's not awake. When does a person remain conscious when he's fallen in love with Allah? Tell me. Where does the consciousness remain? Yes, look, we are fake people though. We are fake people. Empty claims for the sake of Allah. Where does Allah's love? If a love of Allah is genuinely there, a person attains the success. Allah Ta'ala looks after that person. They come to me and then I will tell you that everything will be to one side. But this value of yours that will fulfill of your tear due to love, it came out of your eyes. You cannot imagine the value of that tear, Allah says. I will compensate you. That when we do dhikr of Allah, the meaning of doing, the objective of doing dhikr of Allah, Allah's azmat, His shan, His greatness, all of His glory, everything should come into our hearts. Allah's husn, thinking Allah, how haseen you are, Allah, Allah, Allah. Keep remembering Allah, that every portion of you, every atom of you remembers Allah. What are you, Allah? I'm remembering you, Allah. Where are you, Allah? How are you? Allah can understand who you are and become an ashik in Allah. This is called doing dhikr. Dhikr. This is the meaning really of dhikr. That not just Allah, Allah. When you remember Allah's name, so that you fall in love with Allah and you continue. That. For example, if you love Layla, you keep saying Layla, Layla, and run after the dunya, or will you name some other name in the world? Then obviously the Layla will take the shoe off and throw it to you that you are ma'ashik and you're naming some other person. This is the case, isn't it? But the person who's the ashik of Allah, whose name will he say? Allah, 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 Allah. What else will he say? He'll keep on reciting Allah's name. This is dhikrullah. This is dhikrullah. So now, a beautiful verse is coming to my mind, but I will recite it some other time. Shall I share it with you? Maybe it'll come to my mind. Maybe it'll come to my mind. My lips are silent and my eyelashes are closed. They're bowed, submitted. In the heart, there are different new ways of thinking, desires. This isn't it. That, for example, don't look here or there. The lips are silent and the eyelashes are lowered. But now, the sleep will go, will disappear. The sleep will disappear, subhanAllah. And then see what will be the hal of that sleep of that person. That, and what will increase? That the love for you will increase and multiply. And the connection at the moment is new. The connection is amongst you. So calling out to Allah, then see what happens when you start calling out to Allah. That how that love will increase and multiply and where it will take you. So when you sit down and you remember and you lower your eyes, this is the feeling in it. The eyes are lowered and the lips are silent. What is this? This is the new feeling, new connection that we're talking about here at the moment. It's just early days. Early days. So then, as I was saying, that the ashik, the lover of Allah, he is the ashik. Yes, and so he was stood there waiting for his beloved. The morning came. After the morning, what did he show? And then the adhan of Allah was calling out, the call, the announcement, come towards Salah, come towards Salah. As I said, the mu'min, definitely Allah Ta'ala says that the regret aroused. So the regret and the remorse aroused was aroused. that sinful person, he was the most sinful person in that generation at that time. What a big sin. And when the just by passion of regret was aroused, he says, what are you doing? Be ashamed. All night long you stood here in the cold. So the regret and the shame was developed, increased. And he said that you should wake up. You stood here in the cold for a woman. You were waiting. And look at the hal you've made, a foolish person. Look at your hisab. And how Allah Ta'ala is calling people towards his marifah, towards his irfan, towards his nenis. And hey, look who Allah Ta'ala is calling. And you stood here for a woman. And you're making yourself look like a ridiculous person. You stood in the cold. Aren't you ashamed? And such the passion of nidamat came, regret. He didn't suppress it. We repress it. We suppress it. But he didn't. He elevated it. He elevated it. Then the next element came suddenly. Element number two. What was that? Then such a dislike, rejecting the sin. He said, Toba, Toba, me, I'm like this. I'm doing this action. I shouldn't do this. Immediately then the third element came. He said, promise that you leave this dirty action. He stood there. He said, La, Allah, Allah, I'm present, I'm present, Allah, I'm present. I was diverted, deviated. What was I doing? I rejected your call and I went to the other way. Allah, I do Toba, my Mawla, my Lord. I do Toba, Allah, I seek forgiveness. Allah, I seek forgiveness, Allah, subhanAllah. Here was his call, and then was the promise of the Quran. Inna Allaha, Allah says, Yuhibbu, that tawwabin, those who do tawbah. Allah promised that these three jazbat, you made them alive. These three elements, then your Rabb's promise is alive. Come, I make you my mahbub, Allah said. So what a mahbub he became, what a beloved servant he became. Then imagine that today, until today, his name is so high and elevated. Who was he? He was sinful. He was a sinner. But what did he become? What happened? He did istighfar, tawbah, he grabbed it. So look here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most sinful people, Allah ta'ala has given the opportunity that Allah ta'ala elevates them to the heights if they do tawbah, regret, remorse. Now here's a point that I'd like to explain to you in passing. The one action we need to do here is that the game, it starts when the three elements Allah Ta'ala has put inside us, if we release them, if we implement them, then we're successful. But if we suppress them, bury them, then shaitan will win. This is the case, isn't it? We bury these feelings, these elements, and we stay the same as we were. Oh, yaar, everyone's got a beard, and you're sat here without a beard, you should be ashamed, yeah? Oh, I should be ashamed. Oh, can keep the beard. There's a passion that when you see others in it, Allah Ta'ala has sent you there. Then look, everyone's praying salam, everyone's worn imama, I don't wear imama. Oh, how sad, how sad. Oh, they're doing the same. And the jazbah comes, the passion comes, interest. Person who buries that passion, no, yaar, I can pray like this, salah will be accepted. With this beard I've got, it's okay, isn't it? So he buries the feeling, the emotion at that time. He suppresses it with a false claim, the false promise. That's the dangerous action. End of the story. And then he loses out and he's content with what he was before. So here, understand the point here, that here we have to fight. Oppose the first element of regret when it comes, grab it straight away. Immediately run to Allah. Allah save me. Allah save me. Allah save me. How it comes, I've done this today. And with everybody, this, because remember, with the Wali Allah, Kutab Abdal, with the Mujaddid, everyone has this experience. And astaghfar elevates their rank and level. Who doesn't get this? Allah's Nabi Sallam himself gave us a prescription every gathering, 100 times over, it recites astaghfar. He gives the example. The high level is attained. Their sins, subhanAllah, they have a sana. For us, we're sinful. There's the, for example, the person who's sinful, his sins become hasanat. And the muttaqi, the ghawth, the qudab, they don't have these sins, do they? Nauzubillah, they look at women and do sinful actions like that. No. And such a small thing for us, which is so high grade action, for them, they look at it like a sin. As soon as they do istighfar, their rank is elevated, multiplied higher. Their darajat also increased through the same action of istighfar. And the sinful person is also, his rank is elevated with istighfar, regret. Almost. So how dare we that we bury the passion of regret? How should we eliminate this danger? Let me give you the prescription. When the feeling comes that I want to do good deed, I want to do good deed, why am I doing sin? I want to control this, I don't want to bury this feeling. I'll give you an amal, an action that the Quran has prescribed. So you don't eliminate that feeling of doing tawbah. When you make this action alive, then inshallah, the most sinful of people, the pious have said, the most sinful of sinful person, when he does this, he'll become the wali Allah. What is the amal? That don't never reject that amal. What is that? Dhikrullah, dhikrullah. Yes. Dhikrullah has the quality, that's why the pious elders say that due to sin, don't leave dhikr. Doesn't matter how dirty you are, how sinful you are, but definitely continue in parallel to do dhikr. Because in dhikr, there's a quality inherent that when Allah, due to dhikr, Allah will develop to you, inside you, that jazbah, that passion. When that jazbah comes, subhanAllah, due to the nur of dhikr, it won't be buried and eliminated, it will increase for you the desire to do tawbah. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So this is, alhamdulillah, the feelings, emotions that take a person to Allah. A person, doesn't matter what situation he commits a sin, doesn't matter what action he commits, whatever bad action he does, but don't reject dhikrullah. Your dhikr with consistency, perform it steadfastly. You're a thief, whatever you are, but say, I'm not going to leave my dhikr. People say, oh, you do sins and these wrong actions, you do dhikr as well? Yes, I do dhikr. One day that dhikr will extract you from the bad, inshallah, and it will elevate that jazbah, that passion, and will make you higher. You'll see that. Experience it yourself. When you didn't do dhikr, that time it was an extreme difficulty, hard to reject a sin. Wasn't it? But now with the barakah of dhikr, that is so easy to shun the sin. Say, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Isn't it? Before, oh, I've left salah, it doesn't matter. Oh, sometimes jama'ah, congregation, salah, tahajjud, namaz, we don't even know what is tahajjud, and other sinful actions, and you never think about leaving that. But now after doing dhikr, in parallel after sin, immediately you think, yeah, the question doesn't arise, I've made a big mistake, I can't do this again. Due to what has this feeling developed? Due to the dhikr of Allah. So the sinful, most sinful of person, never should he sin. And if you want to be saved from sin, it's impossible in this day and age, in this era. Rasulullah said that by living in the world, you think that your feet, that for example, the example is that there's a river passing by you, and when you walk on it, will your feet not get wet? The Sahaba Ikram said, of course it will, they will. Rasulullah said, the world is worse. How can a person live in the world and say, claim that the dirt of the world will not come onto him? So brothers, don't be afraid, I'm sinful, he or she. Take the tasbih of dhikr, sit in the company of the wali Allah, take the soap of the wali Allah. The wali Allah, they don't hate the sins. If Allah Ta'ala doesn't hate, the Allah Ta'ala says, I'll evade the sinful people, then how will the wali Allah hate that person who is sinful? No way. That whatever you do, come and sit down in front, say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. And the whole tawajjuh will come. Just like a pious person gets tawajjuh, attention of the teacher, same way the sinful person will get the attention of the sheikh. Just like the sheikh gives fares to the pious person, sheikh will give fares to the even the sinful person. Yes, there's no differentiation. No differentiation. No lack of attention. Never say this, I've done sin, zina, I stop practicing. No, do istighfar. Do istighfar. And dhikr, and if you do dhikr, then quickly istighfar will come. If you don't do dhikr, then you will have to go through hardships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give us the tawfiq to practice upon these words and discussion of today. Ameen. And may Allah ta'ala give us the assistance of istighfar. Always we have a need for istighfar. Every second we have a need to do istighfar. And istighfar, do it, think about it. Why is this thinking coming? Why am I sinning? Practically, not practically, mentally, why am I thinking about doing this? What will happen? Then when you do istighfar, your daraja will be elevated. You've done sin and your rank is elevated. As you're walking, you think, oh, this. Then why is this negative thinking coming to me? Do istighfar immediately. As soon as you do istighfar, the sin will disappear and your daraja will increase. So everybody will benefit with this action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushri.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidi al-mursaleen. Shafi'i al-muslimin. Tawha wa yaseen al-habib al-ameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammadin nabil ummi wa azwajih ummahat al-mu'minin. Wa zurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi. Kuma salli ta'ala wa al-Ibrahim wa ala al-Ibrahim. Wa innaka hamidun majid. وسلم تسلیما دائما ابدا كثيرا كثيرا یا اللہ ہماری آج کی مجلس کو قبول فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کی بخشش فرما اے میرے مولا ہمیں نیک عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے میرے مولا ہمیں سچا پکا دین نصیب فرما نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں پر چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں ہر گناہ سے بچا اے مولا ہمیں گناہ سے بچا ہم کمزور ہیں عاجز ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہر وقت گناہوں کے دروازے کھلے یا کریم اپنا فضل فرما اپنا کرم فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما صبح و شام ذکر کی مجالس میں آنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ذکر سے محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہمارے باپ کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہمارے مشائخ کے درجات بلند فرما ربنا حب لنا من ازواجنا وذریاتنا قرۃ اعین واجعلنا للمتقین اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.